Country Bob FM. The Bob Almanac, Monday. Let's get right into it here today with an Almanac salute. I'm coming to you. The Sam of Sam and Dave passed away over the weekend, 89 years old. He died Friday, in fact, Coral Gables, Florida. Post-surgery complications is what he had. Well, of course. How about Rainy Night in Georgia with Conway Twitty?
Oh, so good.
Somebody please request that. And even that if you don't, awesome. I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
Because it is very good. So Sam Moore of Sam and Dave. David passed away. Dave's been gone for a while.
Right.
They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1992.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Just at the very end of that with Conway, when he goes, Conway! I just love that. He's such a likable guy.
So Conway then does his... Hold On, I'm Coming is another Sam and Dave song. Soul Man, of course. People go, well, wasn't that Blues Brothers? No. It was Sam and Dave. Before the Blues Brothers did a nice job with it.
Yes, they did.
And helped make the song probably even more popular. But Soul Man, good stuff. So Sam Moore, now gone, but not forgotten. Monday, January 13th, 13th day of the year. For our Old West correspondent, Neil Freeman.
Sure.
Wyatt Earp died on this date at the age of 80. Lived to be 80 up to 1929.
I know. You think of all the gunfights, not only at the OK Corral, but he was in several other shootouts and different things, people shooting at him. They said he was never even really grazed by a bullet.
Talk about lucky guy.
The guy just had nine lives and then some. Because virtually everybody else he knew got shot or got killed or something. But Wyatt Earp left to be 80 years old. And he kind of helped out on some old early movie sites.
He was like their correspondent on Old West. He was like their Old West. You're our Old West correspondent. He was their, not so much correspondent, but authorian. He was he was their consultant.
Yes, there you go.
Their Old West consultant.
I like that.
Wyatt Earp, dead. 1968.
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in the jail. On a Wednesday, my trial.
So this was the date that Johnny Cash performed at Folsom State Prison.
And the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes.
This is a
stripes around my shoulder.
This one is in the Folsom Prison Experience, which is what
it's great. So
that whole play is all about. It's so good. They're in Chicago. They were in Chicago over the weekend doing this.
What do they also do? 25 minutes to go. Guy's talking about he's got 25 minutes to go before he's hung.
Jay does that. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, Folsom. I got to see that at some point in time. So they were in Chicago. This thing's becoming nationwide, isn't it?
It is.
They're
going to be at the Lincoln Performance Center in Washington, D.C. here in a couple of weeks.
So I thought you'd say they're going to be at the Lincoln Park Inn, which that's where Marge is. That's a Bobby Bear song.
Oh.
Which will be in my fave five. Hate to slip it, but I have to.
Nice.
So Johnny Cash performed at Folsom State Prison this date. 1968 became a well-known album.
Yes.
Of course.
Folsom Prison Live.
Right.
And Live at Folsom Prison.
And the Folsom Prison, the song from that soundtrack, Live at the Prison, actually is the version we play.
Right.
It's the version that probably more people listen to and like and prefer as the radio. If you hear the studio version of Folsom Prison Blues, it just doesn't seem the same.
No, it doesn't.
You don't have inmates shouting and yelling. And is that the one where the phone call in? It could be the governor calling in with a pardon. You don't know.
Right.
Guy's on death's row.
It's really good.
So that was 1968. Same day.
He threw a pass over to me. And as I was receiving the pass, I was looking over towards him. And you could see that he got hit.
When he fell and his head hit the ice, they could actually hear it from the bench. And the team doctor actually said he could hear pop, the pop sound, and knew right away that there was something wrong.
It was tough.
It was tough. This date, first year of the Minnesota North Stars, Bill Masterson, the man, Masterton, they keep getting it on this, my news service that I pull these off of. They've never had the T in there, and I miss it every time because I'm reading. Yeah, I'm like Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
If it's on the teleprompter, I read it, you know. Stay classy, San Diego, you know. But anyway, so Bill Masterton of the Masterton Trophy fame, they give that to a player at the end of the year every year for perseverance, player that exemplifies perseverance in the play of the National Hockey League. He died as a result of injuries from a game, as you heard it right there. He fell, hit his head.
No helmets at that point, or very few.
Right, exactly. A lot more people, guys, I don't know if they made it mandatory after that, but a lot more players started wearing helmets after this. First player to die as a result of a game. He scored the first goal
in North Stars history,
yes.
Earlier in 1967.
When there were only six teams, that's when he got going. And he signed with the Montreal Canadiens, didn't make it with them, came to Minnesota. He's a Canadian. Came to Minnesota, was working for Honeywell, and was actually working on the Apollo space program.
Really?
He was working with Honeywell on projects that had to do with the space program, because as you know, we were going to go to moon before the end of the decade.
Correct.
As you know.
It would be a year and some change later that we made it.
But. So he is here in Minneapolis, and then the North Stars are born. They go from six teams to 12 teams. There are a lot more opportunities. And sadly, the rest is history. Who would not see the end of his first hockey season with the North Stars? That was this date. Yeah, I can't remember if that was at Met Center or was against the Red Wings. I don't know. It was against the Golden Seals, I think it was.
I thought it was here, but maybe not.
Let's move on to 74, more Minnesota sports news.
There are times when an athletic event transcends the boundaries of sport and becomes embedded in a nation's consciousness.
Oh, my God!
In eight seasons, the Super Bowl has become such an event. The Minnesota Vikings had come this way before, only to suffer a shocking loss to the underdog Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl IV.
Well, this was Super Bowl VIII.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about being embedded in your conscious. Embedded in our state's conscious is the fact the Vikings have lost four Super Bowls. And we feel very, very inadequate. That's why people are so nervous about the game tonight.
It is painful.
So this was the day at Rice Stadium in Houston. The Miami Dolphins ran over our Vikings.
They were
Larry
very
Zonka,
good.
Larry Mercury Morris, Bob Greasy.
Who was a kick?
Yes, Jim Kick.
Jim Kick.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very good.
And Paul Warfield.
I was
going to
say Paul Warfield's a wide receiver. Yeah.
They were loaded.
24-7 was
they were never in it.
They got zonked.
Yeah, they did. He ran over us.
Yeah. 74-78.
Our top story tonight, an outpouring of tributes to Hubert Horatio Humphrey. Mm. The senator and former vice president died of cancer last night at the age of 66. Today, a presidential jet carried Humphrey's body from his Minnesota home to Washington to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda.
We just had Jimmy Carter lying in state.
Didn't realize Humphrey was so young.
He's only 66. He had cancer.
I know that age.
1978. And then Muriel, wasn't he back in Congress by then?
I thought so.
Didn't she finish out his term?
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, he had been vice president and he ran for president and then he went back into Congress.
Right.
Because he was Minnesota's favorite son. Mm-hmm. Could probably pretty much do whatever he wanted to. He wanted to go back and represent the state in Congress. So 1978, Hubert H. So a lot of Minnesota-related stuff that was national on this date. 79.
Where is the love you said you'd give to me as soon as you were free? Will it ever be?
Donnie Hathaway. He and Roberta Flack were quite a team.
Oh, boy. This is gold here.
Yeah, this is Where is the Love? Donnie Hathaway died in a mysterious fall from the 15th floor of a New York City hotel.
Jeez.
He was 33. Police said Hathaway's death was suicide. His friends said it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that other, was it the One Direction kid? Was there somebody from One Direction? Is that the one that I'm thinking about? That he fell from like a hotel somewhere, I want to say in Europe, and died. And there were mysterious surroundings there that had to do there. But it was Donnie Hathaway, 1979, 1991.
All right, we're talking here live from Ditka's on the heart of Chicago, the heart of Chicago, Illinois, the city of the big shoulders and home, of course, to a certain football team which has carved out a special place in the pantheon of professional football greats. That team which is known the world over as the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears. That's the first time we heard that on SNL.
It would, it would become iconic.
And Chris Farley would steal the scene every time. And then they brought George Wendt in shortly thereafter. Right. That the first one did not include George Wendt. Eventually they brought him in,
right?
And it worked out pretty nice. And that was SNL. That's the Superfans. Bill Swirsky's Superfans appeared on SNL for the first time.
I'm pretty sure you guys mean the
so
same
this
thing.
Date. There's a news conference.
I am here to announce my retirement from the game of basketball. It won't be another announcement to baseball or anything to that nature.
You know, Michael Jordan, who came out of retirement more often? Was it Michael Jordan or Vern Gagne?
Well, that might be a toss-up.
Yeah, because this would be the second time, and there would be another, because he'd come back to play for the Wizards.
Yes. Then
Michael
he retired
Jordan.
Again, yeah.
At least he retired. This is his last retirement from the Bulls. He never went back to play for the Bulls.
No, he did not.
2002.
The first real health scare for President Bush in his first words to reporters today.
My mother always said, when you're eating pretzels, chew before you swallow. Listen to your mother.
But for all his lightheartedness clearly visible on the president's face,
anyway,
a big abrasion on his left upper cheek and a bruised lip.
George W. Bush was choking on a pretzel. He fainted and hit his cheek on the floor or a piece of carpet or furniture or something back on this day, 2002. Pretzels are dangerous, Neil.
Yeah, evidently.
This date in 2010, this is Conan O'Brien.
You know, I'm trying very hard to stay positive here, and I want to tell you something. This is honest. Hosting The Tonight Show has been the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for me. And I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too.
It was hard to see Conan, you know, get booted out like that, pushed out by Jay Leno and NBC. The jokes that they came up and the way that they ribbed and just totally tore in and ripped NBC is
for
just
sure.
Hilarious. Some of the best stuff came out of that. But this was the date that Conan said that on his television show. NBC goes, well, you can still have a show. We'll just move you later. And he goes, no, I want The Tonight Show. And he basically said, no, no, no. And then 10 days later, Conan gone. Here comes Leno officially back in.
It was a crazy time in late night.
It was weird. 2012.
It seems the Costa Concordia hit a rock during dinner and went down fast. The rescue was chaotic. Many jumped overboard. Three people died in the sea.
La nostra.
Because the ship was keeling, it was impossible to lower the lifeboats in a vertical.
So the Costa Concordia, which is a big ship, about 4,200 passengers. It's like the ship I was just on.
Right.
We had less passengers than that, but a similar size. 2012, this thing hit a rock outside of Italy. The captain was not well seasoned, like the captain from the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Right.
You know, he had water coming in. He wired in. This guy here didn't make good decisions. They had hit the rock. They should have started right then and there evacuation. He thought he could salvage it and could get him to a port or something. And it wasn't good. It was really amazing to see the ship on its side. It was listing totally to its side. It didn't sink to the bottom, but they were able to resurrect it. That was 2000. That's 13 years ago now.
Wow.
Birthdays.
Robert Young,
Stevie Peter,
and Jane White, with Eleanor Donahue, Billy Gray, and Lauren Chapin in Father Knows Best.
Yeah, he played Bud. Father Knows Best.
The middle child.
Bud, you know, he was really quite an athlete. You ever watch that show? Yeah, he's doing somersaults and all kinds. He's doing his own stunts and tricks and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, he could do it.
So he's 87 today.
How old would he have been?
Was he in his teens by the time he
48,
was
50, 20?
Right. So Billy Gray, 87. A lot of those guys play. You know, they're older. I mean, Michael J. Fox is practically 40, and he was still Alex P. Keaton.
Right.
Father wears his Sunday best.
Lead singer of the group Madness. Our House.
Remember this well.
Yep. Somebody's in their Sunday best.
Brother's got a date to keep you can't hang around.
He's got a date.
Our House. In the middle of us.
Madness was a big group in England. They really only had that hit here in the U.S.
Okay.
And that's happy birthday to Suggs, Graham McPherson from Madness here today. He is, oh my goodness, he's 64 already. Can you believe that?
You can't.
No, he can't.
Who is in charge here?
I am.
Let those kids out.
These kids are car thieves.
And you have made a big mistake. Now, I don't know how you got that bogus confession out of them, but those two boys haven't stolen a thing from anyone. This has got to be the biggest amateur operation I have seen since Mayberry RFD.
Even Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air knew that Mayberry RFD was a sham. Could you tell?
I could.
Janet Hubert, she was the first Aunt Viv, and Will Smith didn't like her. So after three seasons, they brought in Daphne Maxwell Reed.
Okay.
But Janet Hubert was the first of the Aunt Vivs on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air here today. She's 69.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm dominating.
You never said you were fighting children.
Well, it's not the size of the opponent, Elaine. It's the ferocity.
This is what you used to build me up? This is where you got all that stupid Katra stuff?
No, that's from Star Trek 3. The search for Spock.
Search for Spock?
Yeah. I know Jerry will tell you that The Wrath of Khan is the better picture, but for me, I always...
You doofus!
Oh, I tell you what. Elaine Benes, with that two-hand push, she can do some damage.
Right.
That's a finishing move in wrestling. Her name is Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Elaine Benes from Seinfeld. Oh, you know, she's pretty good in Veep, too.
Yes.
Got her start on SNL. She is
very talented.
She's 64
lady.
Here today. Trace Atkins, happy birthday. 63, we know what he sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to him. He's got that deep voice.
Big Trace,
he's done some voiceovers and acting, and he's multi-talented.
He hosted the show on the Cowboy Network.
Was every light in the house on for him?
Inspiration.
Wasn't
yes,
it? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
He's 63. How about Kindergarten Cop?
You know, kindergarten is like the ocean. You don't want to turn your back on it.
Oh, they're okay.
Oh,
don't worry.
Look again, Officer Kimball. So that's Penelope Ann Miller.
Okay.
She was the young teacher.
Yes.
That had all the money was, you know, with Crisp and the gal that he was after, and they were trying to protect Kindergarten Cop. Neil, can you answer this question? Was it or was it not a tuma? Do you know?
It was a tuma.
Okay, I thought so. So Penelope Ann Miller, you know, she just played Nancy Reagan in the Reagan movie.
Oh, okay.
With Dennis Quaid, FYI.
Dr. Shepard? This morning it was Derek. Now it's Dr. Shepard.
Dr. Shepard, we should pretend it never happened.
That never happened. You sleeping with me last night? Or are you throwing me out this morning? Because both are fond memories I like to hold on to.
No.
That's when Meredith met Derek, and of course, he later became known as Mick Dreamy.
Oh, yes.
On Grey's Anatomy. Patrick Dempsey is 59.
Stevie theme time, Jim.
His lead singer Survivor lent his voice to the theme to Baywatch. Nicole Eggert.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of those ones in the bathing suits, right? Carrying that little floaty thing.
Yeah. Running on the beach.
Nicole Eggert, 53.
Okay.
It's just a feeling. I don't think I'll be coming back.
The ring is treacherous.
will hold you to your word.
Neil, what do you think of hobbits? You like them? They got the hairy feet and the whole thing. They're short people.
Not my thing, no.
They don't look like they would smell very good.
No.
Orlando Bloom was a hobbit. He was Frodo, Lord of the Rings.
And he was in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sure, he was too, yeah. He had the eyes. His eyes were very hobbit-like. He's a perfect pick to play a hobbit. 48 here today, and Thor's brother, Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
35.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We've got a couple here that we need to mention, including, were you ever visited by the Fuller Brush Man?
Never made it out to our house. We were too far out.
Fuller Brush Man, yes.
They didn't go out in the rural areas. They were scared. They did not hire the tough guys. The tough guys were selling Kirby vacuums.
Right.
And the Rainbow vacuums and Avon and Schwann's, which they're no longer with us again. Let's have a moment of silence for Schwann's here.
Are they gone?
Yep. Hang on.
I didn't realize that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fuller Brush visited my house. We bought assorted combs, hairbrushes, maybe a razor, some things from the Fuller Brush Man. Born on this day. The guy who started it all, Alfred Fuller, was born on this day, 1885. Emmy Award-winning actor, you see him often. We're talking on television, Robert Stack.
Is a treasure that Babe and Doc Mouse discovered an elaborate scam, or is it real? You be the judge.
Write to Unsolved Mysteries, P.O. Box 11449.
I know he's in The Untouchables and everything, but I tell you what, his work on Unsolved Mysteries, you know, they didn't solve any of those mysteries. He didn't do anything to solve them, but he could certainly tell us a story about them.
Yes, and give us updates.
Oh, he updates
at the end, remember? Oh, yeah. Baby. And, of course, he was fabulous in Airplane with Lloyd Bridges. Yes. Did some nice comedic work there. Robert Stack, born on this day, 1919. Bobby Lester from The Moon Glows, born on this day, 1930. And Francis Sternhagen was in many different shows, movies, etc., born on this day, 1930. What about Charles, don't call him Chuck, Nelson Riley?
The stars, Bob Barker, Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Riley, Arlene Francis, Richard Dawson, and Fanny Flagg. As we play the
only thing they were missing there was Nipsey Russell, right?
Right, that was a big lineup.
He was busy that day.
You know, Bob Barker must have took Nipsey Russell's place, because Bob Barker wasn't on very often.
No, that's kind of interesting that he was.
But he and Gene Rayburn liked the same microphones. You know that.
And when did that had to have been right about the time, because that was Match Game 75, so Price is Right had already come back. He was already
hosting
the Price
is
Right and moved from Truth or Consequences.
Right. Charles Nelson Reilly, born on this day, 1931. 4 years later, he was on Carson and maybe Letterman, too. Carson is where I remember. He's kind of goofy, come through the crowd, throwing the confetti in the air and telling stupid jokes. Rip Taylor, born on this day, 1935. Do you remember Night Court? He was Bull on Night Court. Richard Mall.
All rise. Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable and semi-mystical Harold T. Stone presiding.
He was one bailiff you didn't want to mess with.
No,
you don't want to mess with Marcia Warfield either.
No.
She was one tough mama.
But Richard Mall was tall man, big man, and intimidating.
Bald man,
yes. Richard Mall, born on this day, 1943. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
I'm thinking you would like to start a Bobathon, right? Eventually,
I would.
Here.
Yep, I'm ready. You
know, no repeat work day. That needs to get going here. Charlie right Pride, on. Kiss an Angel, good morning.
Sure.
George Strait, The Fireman, or Tracy Lawrence, The Three R's.
I'm thinking Charlie Pride.
Oh, okay.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY.